Masechet Midot Perek Dalet, Mishnah Aleph. This Perek deals with the dimensions of the Hechal. The Hechal building is really the entire building, but here we're specifically talking about the room inside the building called the Kodesh, which was between the Ulam in the east and the Kodesh Kodashim in the west. The walls of this room were 6 amot thick, and in its eastern wall was the entrance leading into the Hechal from the Ulam. Mishnah says, Pitcho shel Hechal govho 20 amah, verochbo 10 amot. The entrance of the Hechal was 20 amot high and 10 amot wide. Ve'arba delatot hayulo. There were 4 doors. Each one of them was 20 amot high and 5 amot wide. She'taim bifnim u'shtaim bachutz. 2 of the doors were on the inside of the entrance at the western edge of the 6 amah thick wall dividing the Hechal from the Ulam, and 2 were on the outside closer to the eastern edge of the wall. How do we know this? She'ne'emar she'taim delatot la'Hechal v'la'Kodesh. The pasuk in Yechezkel says there were 2 doors to the Hechal and 2 doors to the Kodesh. When the pasuk says here 2 doors, it means 2 sets of doors, 2 of them to the Kodesh Kodashim, or closest to the Kodesh Kodashim, which is called to the Kodesh Kodashim, and 2 of them to the Hechal. Ha'chitzonot nitpachot letoch ha'petach lekasot ovyo shel kotel. The outer doors open to the west, into the entrance, the cover, the thickness of the wall that divides the Hechal from the Ulam. Ve'pnimiyot niftachot letoch ha'bayit lekasot achar ha'delatot. And the inner doors open into the Hechal itself to cover the areas of the Hechal that were hidden behind the doors after they were completely open. Shekol ha'bayit tuach bezahav chutz me'achar dlatot. The entire Hechal was plated in gold except for those parts of the wall that were behind the doors when they were open. These areas were not seen by anybody once the doors were open, and therefore it wasn't necessary to cover them with gold. Rabbi Yehuda omed betoch ha'petach hayu omdot. Says Rabbi Yehuda, a different opinion about the doors of the Hechal. The entrance to the Hechal had doorposts at both its eastern and western side where the doors were attached, and all 4 doors stood within the entrance. Kemin istera mita hayu v'nikpalot la'achorehen. They were made like an istera mita, which is a door made of 2 panels attached by hinges, and they folded back onto themselves. So they all folded internally. So that when they were open, the outer doors took up 2.5 amot, and the inner doors took up 2.5 amot of the thickness of the wall. So there was 0.5 amah for the doorpost on one side, and 0.5 amah for the doorpost on the other side. שנאמרו שתיים דלתות לדלתות, שתיים מוסבות לתות, שתיים לדלת אחת ושתי דלתות לאחרת. From Yechezkel again, a pasuk that would prove to be Yehuda's point. There were 2 doors for each one, two doors for each one of the doors, 2 swinging doors. 2 doors for one door and 2 doors for the other. So by the fact that we're saying 2 doors for each one of the doors tells us that there were parts to each door. There were 2 parts. And when we say 2 swinging doors, it means there were 2 parts that folded back against each other. Again, this will make a little more sense when you have a picture, but this is just a description of how the doors were stationed in these parts of the Beit HaMikdash.